All right, that last ball game, you know, first we have a, you saw the game, we have an awful lot of hard work left to do. However, there were some excellent things, both as an offense and as groups and as individuals. Some really good things. And we do have to clean some things up. We did clear up the penalty situation. I believe we had two on offense, which is still too many. We had one down there that was important. But in any case, we've got a lot of hard work left to do. We've got to, we're right in the middle of this last week of the preseason is always it's double duty, sort of. We've got a certain group of players that are playing this game, and it's really important to them. It's important to our football team and our organization. And then on the other hand, we've got a certain amount of players that are helping the other players do the best that they can do in a game. So they're helping them, and also they're starting on Cleveland. And that's the same with the staff. So it's sort of double duty here this week, and that's the way it normally is in the last week of the preseason. Important game for many players. So that is our main focus there. It's our last evaluation on many of these players as well. So this is an important game for our football team. Let's open up the questions.
Marty, how's Mike Kafka coming along? Do you expect him to play?
Don't know that yet. Have we released anything?
No.
Okay. The only thing I can say, because this is the only information I have right now, and it just came right before the walkthrough, is he's cleared to take snaps. Okay, so from then on, that'll be, so I'm going day to day, practice to practice, on what other clearance he may get, and that'll be up to our head coach, Andy Reid, and Rick Burkholder, our trainer, and the doctor, certainly. So that's the only information I have on Mike yet, up to date, yeah.
Marty, can you assess, you know, what you've seen in the preseason, where you think the ones are at the first team offense at this point?
Yeah, we've got some work to do there. Very similar to last game. We've done some excellent things as an offense, and certain groups, and certain individuals have done some outstanding things. We've got to tie that together, and you can only do that with preparation and the hard work. And so you get those three things, and I'm talking about talent, and then the hard work and preparation, and then you put no cap on yourself, and that's our philosophy and mentality that we have. And we've got some hard work to do to get ready for the regular season.
How will Vic approach this week? He's not going to play on 100%. What's the best thing? What's the best course of action for him to take?
Yeah, I think he's real close to 100%. I thought he threw the ball last night just beautifully. Threw it strong and aggressively. So I think he's ready to rock and roll now. Yeah, you know. So that's my point on that. I mean, I think he's ready to go. I think he would have played in the game if it was a regular season game. I don't know that for sure, but that was just my thought at the time.
With the rib, the game with the ribs?
Yeah, it's a bruise, right?
Yeah.
Marty, how do you go about the process of figuring out who's going to stay and who's going to go with the last quarterback? Yeah, Kafka's only really had 9 snaps in the preseason, mm-hmm. and some of the guys in his stead have really... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we haven't come to that decision. We've got some days of practice and the last preseason game to evaluate that and discuss it and those type. I think we discussed this early in training camp. We've got a host of running backs that are very good. I think we've got 4 quarterbacks that are really can play at a high level, and so those are good things. Those are good things that you have to come to a decision on at some point here, and it's coming up pretty quick.
How much does preseason performance weigh in on these decisions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the preseason games you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's important. Everything is important. Every play, every snap, every throw, every choice that a player makes and at any position, but certainly the quarterback. However, the game simulations are key evaluations. You know, players at every position typically are either better or worse in a game. Well, you want those guys that are better in the game, you know, the gamers, you know. And so it really shows up sometimes at the quarterback position that way.
Clarify, Kafka will need additional evaluation and clearance to be able to play Thursday night.
You know, I don't know all of that. The only thing I got this morning was that word that he's cleared to take snaps. So that's all. That's as far as I can go there. I'm sure I'll get specific information here coming up today.
Foles the number two quarterback going into the season.
Excuse me.
Is Nick Foles the number two quarterback?
Well, that choice has not been made, and we've got several different things to evaluate there. We've got practices coming up and the last preseason game as well. I certainly have great confidence in all of our quarterbacks to do all of the jobs that we would ask them to do, you know, the backup and the number three. I have got great confidence in all of our quarterbacks to do that. Doug Peterson has done just an outstanding job with all four of the quarterbacks, yeah.
Marty, could you just keep eight offensive linemen, or do you need nine? Or does it depend on?
Those are choices that we will make upcoming. I think we're getting just a little bit ahead of ourselves with eight or nine, and then in every spot, you know, that you could keep one more or one less. Special teams has a big influence on players making this football team as well. If you may go heavy at one position because you have one or maybe even two excellent special teams players there, and you may go light at another position because a player or two just didn't play special teams at the level that we want them to play as well.
How do you feel about those guys on the second team offensive line right now?
Oh, excellent. Coach Mudd's done just an outstanding job with the guys up front. I think there's going to be some tough choices at several positions. I think maybe that was what we were getting to there. I think we certainly have some fellas that may not make this team that will play elsewhere and quite possibly play at a high level. So those are some tough choices coming up. But those are good things. Our personnel department's done an outstanding job of filling our roster.
What did King do to separate himself during
his past? He played at a consistent level. Now, he's got some past history as well. Now, I will say that when he's played in ball games in the recent past history, he's done a fine job. And so we were looking for a high level of play, which he's shown that he's capable of doing on a consistent basis, and he's done that really throughout training camp, especially once that first week, and then all of a sudden he was playing pretty consistently. Yeah, he's done a good job. I've got great confidence in King because some of it's past history. He's done it before for us as well. Yeah.
Marty, we talk about gamers. Does Trent Edwards qualify? Starting out with the Eagles, you know, maybe had some struggles early, but in the game, he's done pretty well.
Yeah, he sure has. Yeah, I think he's a gamer. I there's no question he's got some natural instincts, you know. I think his experience has shown as well. You've been to all of our practices, so you see that he gets very, very few reps. And that was the thought with him going in, and he understood his role, that he was going to get very few reps, and then I expect him to go in a game and perform at a high level. And he's done that. He's done just a beautiful job. Just like I expected him to do, and just like he expected himself to do, and all his teammates and all the coaches expected. And so he's done a fine job. You know, he goes all the way back to Los Gatos High School, down in the Bay Area. And so I've known about him for a long time and followed his career through Stanford and certainly Buffalo. And you can see, I don't mean to ramble, But you can understand why he started for a long period of time, because he's got some of those natural instincts and he does it the right way. And he there's not many surprises with him. He's quite disciplined and has some natural ability and natural instincts.
Marty, do you see a scenario where if Mike Kafka is unable to play Thursday night, he would still go into the regular season as your number two?
All of those are possibilities. Yeah, there's no question. All of those are possibilities. We've had very few discussions on that up to date. There has been some, but very few. So,
we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like it, huh?
When we were here, you spoke about Chris Polk. There's discussions possibly about him as a lead blocker. Has there been any advancement in that? Has he actually practiced there?
No. However, I do think he would be able to do it if we asked him to do some of those things. He's a very physical player. He's an outstanding player. And he's shown in the preseason his style of play. I love how he goes about his business on the football field.
What kind of role can Demaris Johnson have on this football team?
Well, we'll see. He's in a battle right now. He has shown dynamic ability. And see, guys his size, there's not many that can play in this league. All right, so you have to be special in sometimes two categories, certainly one category. And he has shown that dynamic ability and some of the things that you need to have to play at his size. All right, now his challenge is to play on that level on a real consistent basis. And he's got to be consistent for us to help this football team. And so that's his challenge right now.
Two more, please. No more? Good.
Very good.